Next patient is Valentin Ortiz. This is a consultation request for Dr. Michael Kruger. Is for consultation, atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiologic studies and radio frequency ablation history. Patient is a 70-year-old male with a history of coronary artery disease, marked obesity, atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent electrical cardioversion atrial fibrillation. In spite of that, patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Patient is completing a shortness of breath and dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient's left ventricular ejection fraction is 40 to 45%, most probably tachycardia-induced period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiologic studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, hydralazine 50 mg 3 times daily, metformin 1000 mg 2 times daily, Brilinta, metoprolol ER 100 mg daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, diltiazem ER 240 mg daily, atorvastatin 100 mg daily, valsartan hydrochlorothiazide 320-25 mg, furosemide 20 mg, Jardiance, Xarelto, insulin period. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspira history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, extremity, no history of arthritis. Next examination, blood pressure, 109 over 70, pulse is 60 to 70, and irregular respiration, 16, weight is 294 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, coronary artery disease. Number 3, obesity. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation: patient's atrial fibrillation and described symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiologic studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis, and even death period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.